This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special series called Bone Saws, Bring It Back. The class name for the University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013 is the Bone Saws, and we will have a 10-year class reunion in November 2023. As many people are planning to attend, I'm recording short interviews to help us all catch up. This episode's featured guest is Dr. Michael Dreger. He completed his general surgery residency at the University of Calgary. He then pursued subspecialty training with a fellowship in hepatobiliary and pancreas surgery at the Mayo Clinic. Currently, he works as an academic HPB surgeon at Atrium Health Wake Forest University School of Medicine in Charlotte, North Carolina. He lives in Charlotte with his wife and two children. All right, welcome to another episode of Bone Saws, Bring It Back. And today we've got Dr. Michael Dreger. Mike, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks so much for the opportunity to be a part of the podcast. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, why don't you get us started? Where has your career taken you in the last 10 years?
Sure. So, yeah, so I'll pick up, obviously, we graduated from the U of A back in 2013. After that, I went to the University of Calgary, where I did my general surgery residency. So that took 5 years. So completed that in 2018. And during that time, kind of explored the different subspecialties of general surgery. But for me, I think my heart was always in hepatobiliary and pancreatic surgery. And that's sort of where I gravitated towards, explored other options. But I think that was what I thought I would end up in, even going into general surgery residency. And then, certainly sort of organized my residency pathway to ultimately pursue that career goal. So ended up deciding to do hepatobiliary and pancreatic surgery. So after completing residency in 2018, I then did my HPB surgery fellowship at the Mayo Clinic starting in 2018, and that went through to 2020. And during that time, I also pursued a master's degree in public health, health services management, focusing on healthcare economics specifically, and did that over the course of 4 years through the University of London online by correspondence. So I finished up all of my medical training in 2020 and then, started looking for jobs. Ultimately was recruited by Atrium Health, Wake Forest University School of Medicine in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is a big healthcare system. I believe the biggest healthcare system in the Southeast United States, and I think the fifth biggest in the United States as a whole. There's a big and strong hepatobiliary surgery program here that I was very much drawn to. And I think one of the defining features of our practice is the emphasis on innovation within the field of HPV surgery. So really strong emphasis on minimally invasive surgery and really strong emphasis on the application of new technology in our surgical practices as well. So I'm based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I have an academic surgical practice that's very heavy clinical. I am involved in a lot of education as well. So we have residents that rotate on our service, hepatobiliary surgery fellows and other fellows. And we actually have APP students, so physician assistants and nurse practitioners that rotate on our service as well within the surgical subspecialties in our program. So that's sort of where my career path has taken me.
Wow. Sounds like you had a direction where you wanted to head, and it's certainly taking you a lot of paths. So for this next question, from your vantage point and your specialty, what is the state of medicine / healthcare?
It's definitely one that's under constant evolution and I think constant innovation. Obviously, I've used that word, previously in this interview. And I think it does really define the state of, medicine as a whole and definitely my subspecialty, obviously where the majority of my focus is. It's almost staggering, I think, the pace of advancement within the field of medicine and within the field of HPV surgery as well. And it's not just, surgical advancement, but the whole multidisciplinary field, particularly in the field of HPV surgical oncology, all of the advancements that come with the medical oncology and systemic therapies are just opening more and more doors for us as surgeons to then apply our local regional therapies as well. So I think, just constant evolution, constant innovation. Like I said, the frightening pace of advancement is hard to keep up with, even when you have a very focused field.
So then maybe specifically then, what is the most exciting bit of medicine in your field?
I think the biggest thing is just opportunity. Again, particularly with respect to HPV oncology, these are diagnoses that carry with them a relatively poor prognosis. And there is even, in the broader community, even in the medical field itself, kind of this sense of nihilism or pessimism that comes with diagnosis such as pancreas cancer. We have a huge opportunity to expand the opportunities and the treatment pathways that we have for our patients and improve their outcomes. And so I think that's kind of one of the most exciting things. And one of the things that drew me to this specialty as a whole is just the opportunity to be part of that advancement forward and give people hope and options and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. Well, I'm so excited for you that you're involved in that. Really, as the state of the art is evolving, that you'll be part of that, I'm sure. So then switching gears, we were in med school together. And so just to look back, what is your favorite memory from medical school?
Yeah, that's actually one of the most difficult questions, I think. Honestly, med school was such an incredible time. And, you know, we just had this diverse collection of accomplished and highly intelligent people. And, you know, we're just lucky to be associated with all these, you know, accomplished individuals. And so, you know, the bonds and the friendships that were forged in medical school, I think as a whole was the, you know, one of the most unique things. If I had to pin it down to a single memory, probably one of my favorites was our graduation trip to the Dominican Republic. You know, this cherry on the top of this really wonderful and unique experience that was the Bonesaw School of Medicine. So yeah, being in the Dominican and just kind of hanging out and partying and talking with all of our friends and reflecting on all of our memories and looking forward to, you know, our all unique and individual pathways moving forward. I think that was a really special time. And, you know, I always look fondly back on that trip.
Yeah, that trip was unreal. I just remember thinking the plane was full and every day, you know, you wake up, you can just count on someone being somewhere. Already someone's already saved a spot on the beach so we could have the prime spot if we wanted to play beach volleyball or just be able to get together. So you're right, that was a great memory. And just the mood of it being together, having completed everything, I agree with your description. It was a cherry on the top. So now to our last question, what would you tell your younger med school version of yourself?
So I think the biggest thing I would say is just, you know, make sure you live in the moment. Time goes by fast. And when you're so dedicated towards the goals that we establish for ourselves and the pathways are very long, they're going to take you, you know, over the course of decades to completely finish. Just make sure you know, take time, enjoy the moments because it's going to go by fast. One day you're going to blink and you're going to wake up and you're going to be done training and you're going to be, you know, in your mid to late 30s. That time has passed by quickly. So I think that would be the big thing. Just enjoy the moment.
Well, Mike, I'm so happy that we got to reconnect this way and just to hear what you've been up to. And I just always appreciate that you're a calm person. You work so hard to be so prepared in all the things that you do. And then you also show up for all the stuff. And so I just know that we could always count on you just being involved in the fray, whatever may happen. And I still think that my favorite memory of you in my mind, and I've told you this already, is in Intramuros when this one time I just was trying to make a play, try to slip by this guy, and he kind of squeezed me on the boards and I was on the ice. And then you just came charging after this guy and just showed them that's not acceptable. And I was like, this guy's got my back. And of course, in Intramuros, we're not supposed to be hitting each other and stuff, but you were just trying to push the edge to make sure that, you know, you're able to defend the people who are important to you in the same way. I'm sure that for your patients and the people around you, you're just working hard to give them the hope, like you said, to have something to turn away from the nihilism, to say, hey, something good can happen from here. And so, Mike, I'm so happy that we got to catch up and looking forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Thanks so much for the opportunity to participate in this. Very much looking forward to the Bonesaw reunion in Banff. I think it's going to be a really, really fun experience.